It's time for high school basketball right here on FullRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Full Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Full Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome to Fort Sight Fieldhouse, Wayne Street Market pregame show. We're here getting ready for the Lady Patriots in town to play our Fort Recovery Lady Indians, the Tri-Village Lady Patriots. My last note says they are coming in at 18-1, and they are ranked fourth in the Division IV state rankings in the state, and that is not a surprise. Last year we had a major battle down there, and I think we came away with a victory, but we've seen them with a really good program the last decade or so, maybe longer, and just a very nice community down there and some good strong families, and that's kind of what we have here, and it's a really good kind of a mirror image of the communities. Very tight-knit communities, and everybody knows everybody, and they're all hardworking people. So we're going to be joined here. It'll be Chase Bruns and Diana Rammel bringing you the varsity action, and we'll be back in just a minute or two with the rest of the Wayne Street Market pregame show.
Street Market has some great specials on steaks. You can get 2 8-ounce Choice Angus New York strip steaks or 2 8-ounce Choice Angus ribeye steaks for only $12 now through February 14th. These beautiful steaks are waiting for you in their deli counter, trimmed and ready to go on your grill. Don't miss out on this deal. For only $12, you can get 2 Choice Angus beef steaks, New York strip or ribeye at the Wayne Street Market now through February 14th.
Full Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery for your total maintenance solution. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Full Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery to get the most out of your investment.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires will have enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse, about 7 minutes away from tip-off. Tri-Village Lady Patriots against the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Tri-Village comes in fourth ranked in Division IV, and their record is 18-1. So they need to grab their hands full tonight. Got to try to get a win at home, pull the upset here. They have nothing to lose. They should be able to come out and play well after a disappointing loss against St. Henry the other night. So it should be a good matchup tonight. We will take one more short break and then be back with some starters and hopefully the start of this tip-off. So we'll be back right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned health fund pharmacy. What's the perfect gift for that special person in your life, and how can you find it? Kapp Pharmacy offers a large selection of unique gifts, from classic chocolates and jewelry to home decor, toys, and more. With plenty of gift ideas to choose from, you will be sure to find the perfect gift. We have gifts for Valentine's Day, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. So visit Kapp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Vernon, Indiana, and find the perfect gift you're looking for. Kapp Pharmacy Health Fund, caring for you and about you.
Wayne Street
Street Market is a whole lot more than just the best place around to buy your groceries. You can also get great food that's ready to go. At breakfast, lunch, or dinner, just stop by their deli and get a great hot meal from their grab-and-go selection. Breakfast sandwiches, roasted chicken, oversized smoked chicken quarters, and more. Pick out what you like and choose a couple of their great hot and cold side dishes, or choose their soup and salad bar. They have a lot of great food ready to go, or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their delicious tenderloin sandwich, hot and ready to go, for only $3.49. Main Street Market, it's faster and better than fast food. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hey, we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse, about just under 5 minutes away from tip-off. Tri-Village Lady Patriots take on the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. We'll go through some starters here first. First for the Lady Patriots, number 14, Emma Prince. Number 20, Megan Downing. Number 24, Andy Beatry. Number 30, Lisa Seiler. And number 33, Maddie Downing. And for your Fort Recovery Indians, we have number 15, Brooke Collig. Number 20, Kira Wendell. Number 21, Olivia Patch. 22, Val Mollenkamp. And 24, Allie Vaughn. So that rounds up starters for both teams. Tri-Village comes in ranked fourth in Division 4, so Indians will have their hands full tonight and looking to pull the upset here. So,
yeah, Chase, Coach Batch has really challenged his team this year, probably beefing up their schedule on the non-league, played some really good teams so far this year, and hopefully that benefits this Indian team. You know, they're about a 500 team this year. That's not usually the typical Coach Batch's Lady Indians, but, you know, hopefully by playing these strong teams, the Tri-Village OG, hopefully by the end of the year, that'll pave off playing these top-notch teams. And the Indians have played pretty good, Chase. Now, took a setback against St. Henry, but really nice wins against Franklin Monroe and Marion. So I think at this point in time, I think the Indians are fairly confident and really don't have anything to lose today.
Yeah, definitely don't have anything to lose. They'll be out playing hard. Hopefully get to jump out to a good start. Yeah, disappointing loss against St. Henry the other night. Could have definitely won that one, but they're going to look to rebound tonight and hopefully pull up a big win here. But like you said, they played a lot of tougher opponents this year, and that'll always know as a player that always helped me in the long run in tournament, and you're used to that competition and you're used to the pressure.
Well, you know, if you're going to beat the likes of a Minster that just pressures you need to go against these OGs. And I think that's what Coach Patch was thinking going in. It'd be interesting. Right now, Allie Vaughn's been the kind of the hot hand for the Indians. The sophomore, who's kind of been noted as a role player, as a rebounder and a defender, this year she's really improved her offensive game with big 20 points against St. Henry. Unfortunately, she had 20 of their 33. So we need the Indians to, you know, all five of their starters to get involved. And the key is knocking down some shots so our bigger girls, Olivia and Val, may have a little more room inside.
Yeah, it comes down to making shots, in my opinion. We just got to find shooters. And everyone on this team can shoot a little bit. So I just let her fly and hopefully get inside to Val and Olivia. But we have to have shooters on the outside to make shots. So,
you know, the one thing, Chase, I think in past years, you know, we've had great matches with Tri-Village, but hopefully our depth. Typically, Tri-Village plays five starters, maybe one off the bench, and, you know, hopefully that'll come into play with the strength of our bench.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break and be back with the starters again and the start of the game. So we'll be back right after this.
Street Market has some great specials on steaks. You can get 2 8-ounce Choice Angus New York strip steaks or 2 8-ounce Choice Angus ribeye steaks for only $12 now through February 14th. These beautiful steaks are waiting for you in their deli counter, trimmed and ready to go on your grill. Don't miss out on this deal. For only $12, you can get 2 Choice Angus beef steaks, New York strip or ribeye at the Wayne Street Market now through February 14th.
And Fulbright Brothers at Port Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters. And depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Hull Brothers in Port Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, latte, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. So we'll go over the starters one more time.
Okay.
Before the tip.
For Tri-Village, you got one senior, number 14, Emma Prince. The other guard, freshman, number 20, Megan Downey. For a forward spot, junior, number 24, Andy Vitry. Number 30, another forward, junior, Lisa Silver. And rounding out the center, 6'1", junior, Maddie Downing. For our Fort Recovery varsity, we have sophomore Kiara Wendell, followed by Brooke College. We also have Val Mullenkamp, Allie Bond, and rounding out the center position, number 21, the junior, Olivia Patch. There's your starters tonight, Chase. What's interesting, both teams, Tri-Village, one senior starter, no senior starters for the Lady Indians, so these two teams should be very strong for the future.
Yeah, they always are year in and year out, too, so should be a good one tonight.
Number 20, I kind of listed her as a guard. She's actually a 6'2 freshman for Tri-Village.
To the Patriots, it's Prince with the ball. To start the game, guarded by Kier Wendell, ball goes over to Downing. Now up top to Megan Downing. And top of the key to Lisa Siler. She'll swing it to the corner. That's Prince for three. That's no good. Rebound it goes to Brooke Collig.
Offensive foul
on Brooke Collig. She likes to stick that arm out once in a while. I didn't see it from here. It didn't look like much, but.
No, great box out on the missed three-point. Brooke got the rebound. Apparently, just unfortunate, got the foul.
So Prince inbound. She gets it in to Lisa Siler. She'll kick it out back to Prince. Prince will reset. She hands it off to Beatry at the top. Beatry has it. She looks inside and gets it to Downing. We'll hand it to the other Downing. Now up top to Prince. Prince will drive on Brooke Hogg all the way to the hole. That's up off the glass. No good. Rebounded goes to Downing. And they'll reset. Ball goes out to Beatrice. Now over to Prince. Prince around the arc will hand off to Siler. Siler drives in, kicks out to 24. Beatrice, that three is no good. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn. And Allie will bring it up herself. Right down the middle of the court. Nobody's stopping her. She kicks it out to Kira Wendell in the corner. Now up top to Val. She hands it back to Kira, and they'll reset the offense. Kira will swing it over to Allie on the left wing. Inside to Val Mullenkamp. She turns the corner and puts it over her right shoulder. That's no good. Rebounded by the Patriots.
Very good shot by Val. Just couldn't finish. And no score with 6 minutes and 40 seconds just underway.
Prince will have it up top inside Downing. She puts it up off the glass, and that's good. Pardon me, that was Siler for the Patriots, not Downing.
Yep, nice flex cut. Got wide open. Very well executed. And looks like Tri-Village begins in man-to-man.
That was pretty good.
Now they almost look like they're switching, but they are. They're just a lot of help.
Ball goes over to Olivia Patch. She hits the shot. 15-footer from the corner. Good shot there.
That's a good shot for Olivia Patch. She's a better scorer almost facing the bucket there. Nice 15-footer. Ties the game. 2-2 with 6 minutes.
Ball goes over to the Patriots. Beatrice will bring it up. Have a little trouble with it. Good pressure by Kira Wendell. Beatrice picks it up on the left wing. Will now give it over to Siler. Now over to 33, Maddie Downing. She'll swing it to Prince on the right wing. Now up top to Megan Downing. Over to Siler. She'll drive in the left side. The layup's no good. Rebounded goes to Allie Vaughn. Allie will bring it up with 5:37 left in the first quarter. She'll swing it to the corner at the bow. Mullenkamp. She drives in and hands off to Brooke Collick. He kicks out to Olivia Patch. She'll shoot the three, and that's up and good.
Great start for the Indians, up 5-2, and a good start for Olivia Patch, 2-for-2 so far.
So Beatrice will bring it up. Indians lead 5-2, Beatrice crossing half court. Guarded by Kier Wendell, ball goes over to Siler, now over to Prince on the right wing. Prince will get a ball screen, now back to Megan Downing. Downing will swing it to the corner, Prince, back to Downing. Downing will shoot the three. It's up, no good. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn.
Third rebound already for Allie Vaughn.
Said her name a lot. She dishes off to Brooke Collard, kicks out to Kira Wendell. Now swings it up top to Olivia Patch. She spins middle, now kicks out to Val Mullenkamp. She shoots the three from the top of the TF off the back, no good. Long rebound goes to the Indians, Kira Wendell. She gets the ball screen. Think about the 15-footer, but she gives it off to Val. Val drives baseline, puts up the shot. Thought she got fouled, but actually goes in anyways.
Great start for the Indians, up 7-2, 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And our first quarter sponsor, Chase, is
Fort Camp Excavating.
Fort Camp Excavating.
So Beatrice has it at the top of the key for the Lady Patriots. She gets it into Maddie Downing. Downing will kick it out to Siler. Siler up top to Beatrice. Patriots being patient with it. Beatrice gets the ball screen. She drives, kicks it out to Siler. Siler shoots the follow-away three-pointer. That's no good, but rebounded by the Patriots, and they finish. That's Maddie Downing underneath.
Great job by the freshman getting that offensive board with the assist. 7-4, Indians.
Kierwin will bring it up. She swings it over to Brooke Collard. Brooke will drive in, kicks out to Val Mullenkamp. Val hands off to Allie. Allie turns the corner, and we're going to have a travel. Almost a tie-up.
Yeah, just kind of got going a little too fast, but nevertheless, that looks like second turnover of the game for the Indians, 7-4.
Indians going to show the light pressure here. Prince will bring it up, guarded by Brooke Collard. Prince will cross the timeline, almost thrown away there by Brooke Collard.
Oh, she double dribbles.
I thought they were going to miss that at first.
Yeah, I think she even knew she did it, and a little hesitation by the officials, but they got the call right.
Yeah.
Indians up 7-4, 3 minutes and 30 seconds in this first quarter, brought to you by Fort Camp Excavating.
Here, Wendell will get the ball screen. She dribbles around the arc, hands up to Allie Vaughn. Allie will shoot it from the corner, sent to three, and that's good. Big shot there. It's nice to see a couple threes fall for these ladies.
Nice arch by Allie Vaughn. Her shot has improved so much from 1 year.
Yeah. Beatrice has it. She gets the ball screen at the top of the key. She'll back it out and give it over to Siler and back to Beatrice. They'll swing it all the way around the arc to Prince. Prince will turn the corner and dish off. Try to dish off to your teammate, but that's out of bounds off the hand of Kier Wendell, so it'll stay here with the Patriots.
Great defense by Kier Wendell helping out. Brooke got beat on the drive, and Kiera filled that lane in nicely.
So it'll be Beatry taking it out on their own basket. Almost a 5-second count there for the Indians, but they get it in. Beatry will back it out. 10-4, Indians lead by 6. Beatry at top of the key, and she'll swing it to Megan Downing. She'll get it inside to Maddie Downing, and that's stolen away there by the Indians. Kier Wendell comes away with it. Nobody's going to pick her up. She drives and stops and tosses 10 feet, and that's good.
And that's Kier Wendell at her best, taking it about 12 feet in.
Mid-range.
Great start for the Indians, up 12-4. We take a timeout.
We'll be back right after these messages.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians off to a great start here against Tri-Village Patriots, 12-4.
Hot shooting, you know, Chase. We saw it right at the beginning. If we can make some shots early, Allie Vaughn hits a three. Olivia Patch hits a three. Defense has been very solid. But this Tri-Village team does have some quickness. They're getting some second chance opportunities with offensive rebounds. So, you know, they ain't going to quit. So, it should be a great game today.
Baker, you'll have it for the Patriots with 2:27 left in the Fort Camp Excavating first quarter. Ball goes over to Prince on the left wing. Prince will get a ball screen. Thinks about a three. Now over to Beatry. They'll get it inside to Megan Downing. Now it's to Maddie Downing. So pump fake down, drive in, shoot the five-footer. That's no good. The ball will sail out of bounds. It's going to be off the Indians.
And once again, that's a rebound you want to secure. I feel like we're giving Tri-Village a lot of second and third looks at the bucket, and eventually those shots are going to fall. So that's one thing I know Coach Patch is going to sure up.
Ball gets in on the inbound to Siler. Siler drive in. Nice block there by Olivia Patch. And Siler saves it, but Val comes away with the ball, and she'll bring it up for the Indians with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Val at the top of the key will hand off to Brooke Collard. Brooke over to Allie on the left wing. Now they'll give the ball over to Olivia on the top. Now over to Kier. Now in the corner, Allie Vaughn. Allie will drive middle, and she'll stop from 15 feet and put up the shot, and that's no good. Rebounded by Beatry. Beatry will run the offense here. She'll hand off to Siler. Siler back to Beatry with a minute 35. She'll swing it over to Prince on the left wing. Tri-Village really looking inside, trying to get the ball in. Indians doing a good job. Ball goes up top to Siler. She launches the three. That's in and out. No good. Rebound there by Olivia Patch. We're going to have a foul underneath against Tri-Village. It's Maddie Downing.
Good rebound there by Olivia, and we're going to have our first substitution by either team. Brenna Holman, a sophomore, is going to replace another sophomore, Allie Vaughn. Brenna Holman, a very defensive spark plug, sixth man on Coach Patch's Lady Indians team. Let's see if we can get some fire with Allie Vaughn out. Let's see if offensively now it looks like they're going to show a little 1-2-2 zone, yeah. Tri-Village.
Kiera attacks the zone. She'll kick it out to Brenna Holman. She kicks it out to Olivia Patch. She'll shoot the three, and that's good again.
That is a great sign for the Indians, because against that 1-2-2 zone, I think they're going to test, you know, for the Indians, outside shooting, it's either feast or famine for them, and tonight they are going through the hoops. Good shot, Olivia.
Ball goes inside to Megan Downing, but we're having a foul on Olivia Patch, trying to reach around to get that steal.
Yeah, and she knows that. That's just not a smart play, because she just went over.
Call that,
and the Indians they have a little bit of depth, but once again, kind of a silly foul, but nevertheless, Indians playing well, up 15-4.
51 seconds, ball gets into Megan Downing. She'll kick it out to Beatry. Reaching back into Downing in the block. Tipped away, but in the hand of Prince, who gets it back to Megan Downing down low. She'll attack Olivia Patch, and we're going to have a foul.
That's why I worry about those. You know, that's an aggressive foul, Chase. As a coach, I don't mind that foul, going for the ball, but the previous foul, those are just uncharacteristic. And all of a sudden, a girl that's really a 3-for-3 from the start is going to have to sit the bench. And let's see how long Coach Patch keeps her out of this ball game.
Two subs waiting. The first free throw from Downing is no good. They do take her out. It'll be Paige Forkamp and Allie Vaughn replacing Brooke Palig and Olivia Patch.
The Indians got four sophomores and a junior out there with Paige Forkamp. Paige is going to have to play big because Trey Villa's got some size and Olivia with two fouls. Let's see. I think Coach, if he can kind of keep this lead, he may keep her out for the half. Let's see what happens.
So Maddie Downing's second free throw is good. Makes it 15-5 here in the first quarter. Ball goes over to Paige Forkamp. She's swinging up top to Val. Mullenkamp now over to Paige. Paige has it at the top. She swings it to Allie Vaughn. The right corner, 22 seconds. Allie will drive baseline, put up the shot. Oh, she got fouled. Bucket is no good. That'll send Allie to the line to shoot two shots.
Yeah, and Allie really wanted that. She's like, I should have made that, but nevertheless, she's got an opportunity. Who she shot foul shots really well against St. Henry. Let's see if she keeps that going. Indians up 15-5.
Allie at the Hall Brothers foul line will make her first one. Makes it 16-6 now in the Forkamp excavating first quarter.
And that was nothing but net. Let's see if Allie can duplicate that.
Her second one is short. No good. Rebounded by Prince. Tri-Village. She'll give it over to Beatry, who will walk it up with 15 seconds left. Beatry will call up the offense, guarded by Kiera Wendell. Beatry tries. She'll hand it off to 21, the other Beatry.
Oh,
gives it back
travel.
To Beatry. She'll check a three from deep. That's no good as the time expires. But that'll do it for one quarter. Indians lead the Patriots 16-5. We'll be right back after this.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
My name is Connor Rammel, president of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be Sunday, March 10th, 2019 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at approximately 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041 and ask for Connor Rammel. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet on March 10th at 5:30.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Forkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Forkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're back here at the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Took a longer break. We had an injury on the floor. That was number 24, Andy Beatry, getting ready here for the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter. Your score, 16-5. Indians lead the Tri-Village Patriots here. So hopefully replicate what we did in the first quarter and keep this lead going.
Yeah, like I said, kind of the story of the game is Olivia Pass, 3-for-3 from the floor with 2 threes, and then Allie Vaughn's followed with the 3 herself. So Indians got 3. I'm sure Coach Pass will take 12 threes. If we can get about 3 a quarter, I think he'd take 6 or 7 for the game. I think you need that mixture. The Indians got a little bit more depth, and, you know, with the Tri-Village young lady spraining her ankle, who knows if she's going to return to this game.
The Indians will start with the ball. Kiera Wendell has it up top. She's swinging over to Allie Vaughn. Allie has it now. Swings to Paige Forkamp on the left wing. Paige will get a ball screen. Now over to Kiera Wendell on the right wing. Kiera looks inside. She gets it to Val Mullenkamp at the foul line. That'll pull up from 10 feet. That's off the back. No good. Rebounded goes to Prince, and she'll push it up to Beatrice. Beatrice at the top of the key, guarded by Kier Wendell. Hand it back off to Prince. Prince swings it over to Siler on the left wing. Siler looks inside, gets it to Downing. Now out to Beatrice for three. That's off the front iron. No good. Rebounded by Val Mollenkamp. Val will take it up herself here in the second quarter. Just over 7 minutes. Gets to go in half. Val backs it out. Now over to Allie Vaughn in the right corner. Allie up top to Paige Forkamp. They'll swing all the way around the arc to Brenna Holman. Brenna in the corner. Give out top to Kier. Now over to Paige Forkamp. Indians being patient here. Val has it up top. Dribbling around the arc. We'll hand it off to Allie Vaughn. Allie will spin and step back from a 16-footer, and that's good.
Wow. Boy, Jay, she could not do that play last year. I mean, that's just a testament to her hard work in the offseason of making that shot. A little step back with the arch.
Tri-Village has the ball. 6.5 to go in the half. That's Maddie Downing at the top over to Beecher in the right wing. She gets it inside to Megan Downing.
Right,
and they're going to get Val with a foul here down low. That'll send Megan Downing to the line to shoot two shots.
Yeah, lucky for the Indians. That's only her first. Hopefully Val don't pick up that second. Coach Patch already has his other big girl, Olivia, a post girl that's sitting on the bench with two fouls. So Indians need to keep that foul trouble. It looks like she's the only one with two. We got Brooke Collig with one at this point, as well as now Val. So Indians in pretty good shape, up 18-6 at this point with 6.5 left in the second quarter.
Megan Downing's first free throw was good. Her second one is up and hits the front iron and falls in. So it's 2 for 2 from the line there. 18-7 your score in the 40 recovery insurance second quarter. Right. Tri-Village showing some zone.
Spread out 2-1-2 with their big freshman 6-2 up on top and small guards from Fort Recovery. They're going to have to be patient here.
Ball goes over to Allie Vaughn. She drives baseline, puts up the layup. That's no good. Thought she might have got fouled there, but...
Yeah, and that's a tough possession because it looked like we were going to... Val had that rebound.
Like we kind of had four corners against that 2-1-2. We got to get an odd friend like it.
Yeah.
Three out, two in.
Yep, maybe splash somebody high and really attack that later.
Beatrice will bring it up. And they're going to call a block on Kier Wendell.
And that's Kiera's. Fortunately, it's her only first, but, you know, with her in foul trouble last game against St. Henry, that played a big part. Kiera's not a huge scorer, but she's great defensively and also runs the show for the Indians at the point.
Tri-Village will enter it into Beatrice, and she'll bring it up here with just under 6 minutes to go in the half. Ball goes over to Prince on the right wing, tipped out of bounds off of Brooke Collig. It'll stay here with Tri-Village.
18-7, 5 minutes 54 seconds in the second quarter, brought to you by 4 Recovery Insurance.
Beatrice inbound, she gets it into Prince at the top. Prince kicks back out to Beatrice. She'll reset the offense, she'll swing it over to Siler, and she dumps it off to Maddie Downing, who puts up the layup, and that is good.
That's a nice, strong move by Downing, going right into Val Mollenkamp, and Val, being smart, didn't pick up that second foul.
Tri-Village picks up a steal here, and that's Megan Downing driving down all the way down the lane, and we're going to have a foul.
That should be on the floor. Let's see what happens there.
Foul is going to be on Allie Vaughn. It'll be her first team six.
Yeah.
And we got a timeout on the floor, so we're going to take one with and be right back after this.
In February, everyone's thoughts turn to Valentine's Day, and those you love at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'd like you to think about the people you love all month long, and remember the importance of protecting the people you love from the risks they face. Join us inside the fort, and let Fort Recovery Insurance and Ohio Mutual Insurance Group protect your home, auto, farm, business, and more, where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Coach Batch just called a timeout. The Indian ball up 18-9 with 5:29 left.
A little momentum now for Tri-Village. It's still a 9-point lead by the Indians, but they seem like their pressure's bothering us a little bit. Hopefully, Coach Pats and his timeout kind of calm them girls down, and let's get back to playing solid basketball.
Right? Tri-Village inbounds it. They get it out to Prince and swing it over to Beatrice at the top. Beatrice guarded by Kier Wendell. We'll get a ball screen. I'll swing it back over to Megan Downing. He swings it to Siler. Siler would drive down the left side of the lane. Almost got away with the travel, but kicks it back out to Siler. She shoots a three from long distance. That's no good. Rebounded by Kira Wendell. Kira pushes it up and sends it up to Allie Vaughn. Allie drives middle, kicks out to Brooke Collard. Brooke gets it inside to Paige Forkamp. Tipped away. It's going to be off the leg of Tri-Village.
I don't think the Indians want to throw it in that short corner. Tri-Village is trapping right there. That had trouble.
Yeah, I think Tri-Village has something here at this zone, so we're going to have to try to figure it out.
Trapping in the corners whenever they can, and the Indians got to continue to just move the ball and be patient.
The ball goes over to Keir Wendell up top, and she'll get it over to Brooke Collard. Brooke swings it over to Allie on the left wing. Allie looking inside, now gets it back up top to Kira Wendell, swings to Brooke Collard. Brooke will get it up to Val Mullenkamp. Val will give it over to Allie Vaughn. Allie will spin middle and kicks it out to Kira Wendell. 4.5 to go here in the fourth ever insurance, second quarter. Ball goes up top to Val Mullenkamp. Val will drive down the left side of the lane. She'll spin, turn over left shoulder, off back iron, no good. But Val gets her own rebound, puts it up, no good again. Going to be tipped out of bounds. I thought that was off Tri-Village, actually.
Yeah, it was a bang-bang play. Unfortunately, two good looks at Val. Couldn't finish that. Nevertheless, the Indians still up 18-9, 4 minutes and 15 seconds in this second quarter.
Siler will bring it up. She tries to get it up court to her teammate, but nice save there and steal by Val Mullenkamp. She gets it up to Allie Vaughn. He drives down the lane, kicks it out to Paige Forkamp, swings it to Val Mullenkamp. Sure, she's a three. That's good.
That's a great job by Val Mullenkamp. Good hustle, save, and got a nice pass from Paige Forkamp and drained the three. And that's the story so far. The Indians making threes. Great sign for a late
nice
Indian
defense here. Steal by Kira Wendell. We have 3-on-1 here. She tries to get it to Brooke Collard, but get hustled by Tri-Village, and they'll knock it out of bounds. It'll stay here with Fort Recovery.
Yeah, a little frustration probably starting for Tri-Village. They haven't been in a lot of close games this year, and the Indians putting it to them. 21-9 in this second quarter, brought to you by Fort Recovery Insurance.
Here inbounds to Paige Forkamp up top. She swings to Brooke. She gives it over to Val Mullenkamp. She'll skip it over to Kira Wendell. Gets in the short corner, Paige Forkamp. Quickly get it back out to Kira Wendell. Now over to Val Mullenkamp. 3.5 to go in the first half. Allie Vaughn has it up top. Swing it to Kira Wendell. Swing it to Brooke Collard. Brooke on the left wing will get it to the high post. We'll try to get it to the high post. Knocked away, but luckily Kira Wendell is there to take care of it. Now the ball goes inside to Val Mullenkamp. She shoots a 15-footer. It's no good, but an offensive rebound by the Indians. Brooke Collard. The Indians are here. They'll give the ball over to Allie Vaughn. He splits the double team, but the ball's loose on the ground. We're probably going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of the Tri-Village Patriots.
Oh, Allie Vaughn leads the leg in floor burns. I think that girl hits the nerve.
Yeah.
does not lack intensity, that's for sure. Nice job by the Indians, though. Good hustle play by Brooke Collig. I mean, we took a lot of time, if anything, in that possession. Got some extra looks, and the Indians showing a little zone press. I don't know, it's a man-to-man press.
Yeah.
Well, run and jump.
Beecher has it. She's trapped behind that court. She'll get it into the front court. That's Megan Downing. They call foul. On the Indians?
I'm not sure.
I think they did.
I was kind of checking out the Indians fans. We're getting a little ruckus. Wanted a traveling call there, and they probably missed that, but, you know, the strides aren't perfect. I don't know really any of these officials, but I think they're doing a pretty good job so far.
And that'll be Fort Recovery's 17th foul. So Megan Downing's at the line shooting one in bonus. First one is up and no good. Rebounded off Tri-Village. It'll be Indian ball.
Tri-Village missing a 1-1 and missing a lot of good looks. And they've been shooting three. So this game's going to come down to the wire. I mean, this team now showing a 1-3-1 three-quarter press at this point.
Ball fake, girl. Ball up to Allie Vaughn. He drags down the left side of the lane. Try to get to Val Mullenkamp. Sits out to Brooke Collard. She'll toss up the three. It's no good. Rebounded by Megan Downing. She'll get the ball over to Beecher. He'll bring it up with 2:35 left in the first half. She'll hand it off to Siler. Siler, at the top of the key, will step back and shoot the three. It's no good. Rebounded. And we have a foul underneath on Tri-Village. That's number 33, Maddie Downing.
That's only their 13th foul. Indians already have 17 fouls, so Tri-Village is not foul trouble whatsoever. Once again, that 1-3-1 press. Pierre Wendell, Brooke Colleague, kind of height challenge a little bit. Got to watch these passes over the top of these long arms of Tri-Village. So ball fake here, ladies. Let's see what happens.
Went back to 2-3 off of that. So Pierre Wendell has it up top. Just over 2 minutes left in the half. Swing it to Brooke Colleague. Could try to get the short corner, but you know,
I think it got kicked.
Yeah, I think so too.
They're trying to trap that short corner, and what you can hear Coach Patch saying, three guards, got to attack those gaps against that zone.
So Coach Patch wants a full timeout. We'll take a short break with him and be back right after this.
Hello, this is Jackie Boring from Performance Physical Therapy. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Then don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapists at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help you increase your power and your strength, as well as your speed, in order for you to get back into the game. Located at 1100 Commerce Street in Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just the same. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Your score remains 21-9. Indians lead by 11. Over 2 minutes left in the Fort Campbell Insurance second quarter. It'll be an in ball. They get it in to Page Four Camp. He swings it to Brooke Colleague. Brooke out on top. I'll hand it off to Pierre Wendell. She'll set up the offense into this 2-3 zone of Tri-Village. Hand the ball to Page Four Camp. He gets it out to Brooke Colleague. Brooke will pick up her dribble, trying to find a teammate. Almost a 5 second. They get it to Page Four Camp on the other wing. She'll hand off to Val Mullenkamp. Val will hand off to Kier Wendell. She'll turn the corner and will get fouled as number 14, Prince, was going for the ball.
She's an aggressive defender, and Kiera just really got knocked down. Hopefully she's all right. She's getting up a little gingerly, but nevertheless, that's only the 14th foul, so that'd be common. We're kind of in a little offensive stalemate on both teams.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot of points this second quarter. Indians up 21-9 with a minute 40 in the half.
Allie Vaughn enters it in to Kier Wendell on the backcourt. She'll bring it up. She gives it over to Brenna Holman. Brenna passes over to Page Four Camp and gets it in to Allie Vaughn. Allie will back it out. Looks the Indians to be pretty patient here with a comfortable lead. Kier Wendell has it up top. Swings it to Val Mullenkamp on the left wing. Val picks up her dribble. Now swings it over to Page Four Camp. Page skips it to Kier. And now over to Brenna Holman. Brenna,
nice patience by the Indians.
Yeah, I mean, they'll take it all the way down if they let them. Brenna Holman drives in. They'll kick it out to Allie Vaughn and swings it to Page Four Camp. That's a shot.
I'd like
right
to see
there.
Page take that.
Yeah.
It's an open look. That's a long time to hold the ball, but Coach Patch trying to save a little time with his daughter on the bench with two fouls.
Kier drives in the paint. Now out to Page Four Camp. He swings it to Brenna Holman. 41 seconds left in the half. Indians doing a good job being patient. Now Kier Wendell has it. Tri-Village turns on the pressure a little bit, and they kick it out to Val Mullenkamp in the corner.
I'd give it to Page Four Camp right now and just let her hold it. Number 33
they're stuck in air,
and they're sagging off her. So just back it up, give it to Page, because the person guarding Kier is really giving her good ball pressure right now.
Kier's out on top, doing a good job of handling the pressure. 14 seconds on the clock. Kier drives around her defender and tries to get it out to Brenna, but pass is too hard to handle.
Yeah, she just kind of threw it low, but boy, give that credit to the defender for Tri-Village, because she's the zigzag Kier. That's why I thought maybe just Paige take it, because she was getting guarded. 9 seconds to go.
So Prince has in the backcourt 6 seconds. Full pressure here from Brenna Holman. 3 seconds. Prince gives it over to Siler in the corner, and they do get a shot off, so that is no good. So after two quarters,
Indians lead the Tri-Village Patriots 21-9. We're going to take a short break and be right back here to talk about it after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with discounted heart healthy screenings. Every Tuesday in February, starting at 8 a.m., Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a $5 lipid panel, including total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL, to help evaluate your risk of heart disease. Registration is required. Pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery or call 800-686-2314 today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
My plan was to stay for 5 years. I would get my experience, then I would move on and do bigger and better things.
At Cooper Farms, we're growing, and we want you to grow with us.
5 years came and went, and I really had no reason to leave. I've been here 30 years. I'm the accounting manager, and I don't have a big accounting background. It's just they've seen me grow over the years.
To see our open hourly and management position, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. It's halftime of the varsity girls matchup of the Fort Recovery Indians against the Tri-Village Patriots. And a good half by the Indians, 21-9 against the fourth-ranked team in Division IV. So, just a great job so far.
Yeah, and, you know, the key is making some threes. You know, the Indians had four threes in that half, two by Olivia Patch, one by Val Molenkamp, one by Allie Vaughn. For the most part, taking care of the basketball pretty well. If there's probably any negative, I don't like seeing Tri-Village getting second and third opportunities. So they are, you know, that's probably what they do very well is shoot the ball and go fetch it. Right now, they are really struggling from the outside. And I just feel like, Chase, it's a matter of time when their shots are going to go down.
Right.
But the Indians, for the most part, very patient. I think Coach Batch has really got to be excited about his club's first half. The key is, can they finish? They've been in some of these close games before. Got to make sure that they take care of the basketball. And at the opportune time, make sure that we make free throws when we have the opportunity.
And stats for the Indians are scoring. Olivia Patch leads the team with 8 points. Allie Vaughn has six. Val Molenkamp has five. And Kier Wendell has two. So I round out your scoring 21-9. Indians lead the Patriots. Remember, coming up tonight, the boys host Lima Shawnee. That will be here on Fort Recovery Radio, both games at the 6 p.m. JV start. Also, next week, Tuesday, girls travel to Salina. Thursday, girls travel to New Bremen. And Friday of next week, the boys host New Bremen. So we'll take a break and be back later with your second half right after this.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires will have enough traction to get you through the snow? Get the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
The value in batteries is more than skin deep. For farm and construction equipment, you need batteries built to handle tough off-road conditions. Case IH Magna Power batteries are designed to take a pounding, and Hull Brothers has them for you in Fort Recovery, 4 to 6 pounds heavier than the competition. These are specifically designed to handle the vibration and jolts that can literally knock the life out of other batteries. See Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896. Case IH Magna Power batteries. It's what's inside that counts.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just the same. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get get it to go or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor. The BBI Endurance line of litter spreaders are available in full type and truck mount models. They are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader, designed with a poultry grower in mind. With BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come in and see these remarkable spreaders from BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size. The largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hello, this is Brandy Brackman with Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapist at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help increase your power, strength, and speed in order to get you back into the game. We are located at 1100 Commerce Street, Fort Recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
My name is Connor Rammel, president of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be Sunday, March 10th, 2019 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at approximately 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419-375-4041 and ask for Connor Rammel. The Chamber and local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet on March 10th at 5:30.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse, start of the second half. Indians lead the Patriots 21-9. Indians will start the ball. Brooke Collie out on top. She'll swing it to Kier Wendell. She'll look inside and get it to Olivia Patch. She tries to get it back out, but stolen away by Prince. not a good pass there. Prince brings it up.
No, not a good way to start when you get that first possession. You don't get a shot off. Nevertheless, Tri-Village started back in that 2-1-2 zone.
Tri-Village looking inside, fits away, but Megan Downing's there to recover it. Now gives it over to Beatry, who backs it out. Now over to Megan Downing at the top. She'll drive in and kick out to Siler. Siler drives down the left side, throw up a left-hand floater. That's no good. Rebounded by Maddie Downing. Hands off to Siler underneath, and that's up and good. Again, second chance opportunity.
And they're showing up press. Now they're backing it off now. So Indians break that easily.
Here, Wendell pushes it up and gives it up to Val Mullenkamp. Val will drive baseline, put up a reverse. That's no good. Rebounded by Maddie Downing. She'll give it off to Prince, who brings it up. She'll throw it all the way up to Siler, who's not, or she quickly launches a three in the corner. That's no good. Rebounded by Olivia Patch.
Yeah, she does not hesitate. She got a feeling. She's got 4 points, but man, she has shot about 12 times, and I just got to think it's going to start going down for her.
Yeah. Man, Tri-Village is long. It's 2-3 zone. Looks like they got about 6 players on the floor. They get fine. Kira Wendell, 15-footer. That's no good. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn. Tries to get it out, but stolen away by Megan Downing. So a couple turnovers early in the second half.
Allie needed to just put that back up, but I'm glad she didn't foul, because usually when she makes a mistake, she counteracts with a foul. So she's grown up a little bit in that regard.
Ball goes inside to Megan Downing. That shot's up, no good. Good defense by Val Mullenkamp. She gets the rebound. She'll bring it up herself. 6 minutes to go in the K&L Tractor third quarter. And Pierwell tries to feed it inside to Olivia Patch. It'll be off Tri-Village. It'll stay here with Fort Kevry.
Indians fortunate enough that went off Tri-Village. That looked like the third turnover of this half. The Indians need to get some shot attempts and take care of the basketball.
It'll be Pierwell inbounding underneath. She gets it to the corner. Brooke Collig. Brooke will send it up top to Val Mullenkamp. Val back it out. Valen drives in, kicks to Allie Vaughn in the corner. Allie will drive baseline and find Olivia Patch on a good relocation, but her layup is no good. And as Siler was bringing the ball up, we have a foul on Brooke Collig.
Tough play there. Got to finish that. Great pass by Allie Vaughn, and just in and out. Indians, both teams.
Point
blank
layup, you got to make those.
Indians clinging on to a 10-0 lead, or a 10-point lead.
But we haven't scored in forever.
No. And we haven't had many good looks this half. That one was a good one, but I think 3 turnovers to start this third quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractors.
Ball gets kicked out to Megan Downing for 3, and that's good.
And that's the 6'2 freshman.
She's a freshman?
Yeah.
Holy
cow. Yes, she is 6'2 freshman, and she looked good shooting that 3. Now we're showing
trapped in the corner. She gets it out to Olivia Patch over to Kira Wendell. She gets the corner, Brooke Collig. Brooke skips it on over to Val Mullenkamp. He drives and pulls up in 10 feet. That's deflected by Tri-Village. Rebounded by Brooke Collig, but her foot was on the line.
Tri-Village showing a lot of heart on their defense, and, they don't have a huge crowd here, but the people that they are very excited about the effort, these Tri-Village ladies.
Indians still find themselves up 7, but Tri-Village is putting together a big run here. Ball goes over to Siler now into the corner, Beatry. Beatry back to Siler, who shoots a long 3. That's up, no good. Rebounded by Olivia Patch.
She has asked to be their go-to girl because she hasn't came close, but she's not hesitating.
Here, Wendell has it up top against this 2-3 zone. She'll get it over to Val Mullenkamp. Val will get it into the short corner. Allie Vaughn, nice pass to Olivia Patch, and she misses the 5-footer.
Yeah, it's just a great offense there. Unfortunately, we just didn't make the shot.
Two good looks. Passes, last two possessions. Then we have a 3 by Tri-Village up to Prince. It's no good. Rebounded Val Mullenkamp, and she'll bring it up. Val drives in. That kicks out to Kira Wendell. Throws it to the corner. Brooke Collig. Brooke will skip it over to Val Mullenkamp. Drives in and kicks out to Allie Vaughn. Allie Vaughn for 3 in the corner. That's long. No good. Rebounded by Brooke Collig on the backside. She puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Megan Downing.
Boy, Indians just need a bucket in the worst way. Haven't scored.
Last couple of possessions, they've had good looks.
They've had some excellent looks, and, you just need something to fall.
So Beatry has it out on top. He gets it over to Megan Downing. He hands off to Siler. Meyer passes it out to Prince. Prince picks up a dribble at the top. Will swing it to Beachy. Beachy looks inside to Maddie Downing. She gets it inside and puts it up.
Oh,
they're
going
to call a foul on Olivia Patch. I don't see anything there.
No, and she is in great position. And, boy, Coach Patch is not happy with that call. So that's going to give Olivia three. But, you know, halfway through this third quarter, three fouls, I think he's going to let her roll the dice and let her play.
I think so, too.
Let's see, Brenna Holman is checking in, but let's see who she checks in for. She's going to go in for junior Brooke Collins.
Maddie Downing's first free throw is good. It makes it 21-15. Tri-Village is chipping away at this lead. Downing's second free throw is good, so that makes it a 5-point lead for the Indians. Tier Wendell will bring it up. 3.5 to go in the Canal Tractor, third quarter. Tier Wendell has it up top. Now deflected, stolen away by Prince of Tri-Village. She'll push it up, and Tri-Village has numbers on the other end. Prince will put up the shot. No good, but we have a foul on Allie Vaughn.
I think Brenna Holman.
Brenna Holman.
Brenna tried to take charge.
Yep.
And I tell you what, give Brenna credit. Looked like she hustled there and got to the spot. Didn't get the call. Unfortunately, the Indians right now are scoreless in this third quarter, and we're going to take a timeout with them. The Indians up 21-16 with 3 minutes and 20 seconds in this third quarter, K&L Tractors.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. 3:20 left in the K&L Tractor third quarter. Indians hold on to a 5-point lead, 21-16, but it's been on Tri-Village here in the second half.
A lot of it's their defense, but, you know, this team's got a winning edge to it. I don't want to say they're a veteran team because they only got one senior, but they got three juniors and a freshman that just canned a three, and once again, they are on an 8-0 run this third quarter against the Indians. Make it 9.
Two free throws are good there by Prince. And Kira Wendell will bring it up. Just over 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Kira has it. Tasha picks up her dribble, gets it over to Val Mullenkamp. Val's going to be trapped in the corner. And it's going to be out of bounds off of Val Mullenkamp.
Yeah, I think these officials are going to get together. I think that was clearly out on... Yeah, they did. That was the correct call. They did give it back to Fort Recovery.
Yeah, I got it tipped out of her hands as she was trapped in the corner, so ball will stay here.
Yeah, a nice little crown here by the Indians. A lot of loyal patrons.
They got to attack the rim. I think they're just holding on the outside too much, and they're allowing the trap to come through them.
They got to make sure they just don't try to do too many of those cross-court passes. They got to keep moving the ball. Make sure that you don't dribble too much, and when you do dribble, make sure you go vertically. Boy, yep, Tri-Village is extending the pressure. Indians just need someone to hit a shot here.
Val Mullenkamp will have it on the left wing. She picks up her dribble, get it into the high post with Allie Vaughn. Allie drives in, kicks out to Kier Wendell from 15 feet, and that's
great
good.
Job. Give it an assist to Allie Vaughn. Good pass, good shot by Kier Wendell.
And Tyler, we needed that shot bad. I mean,
that's forever.
Beecher has it up top. She'll hand off to Siler. Siler's checks another three. That's no good again. Rebounded by Megan Downing, who puts up over right shoulder, and that's good.
Nice little left-hand hook by that freshman.
Another offensive rebound for Tri-Village. It'll be Fort Recovery ball here. Kira Wendell up top. Send it over to Val Mullenkamp.
We got a space out there.
Val luckily gets it to Ali Vaughn, the short corner. He swings all the way around to Brenna Holman. Brenna gets it to Val Mullenkamp. He pulls up from 5 feet. That's up and good.
Nice offense there. Girls move the ball pretty well. Like to see Brenna Holman take that wide open 15-footer, but I know that's not her game, but I think she's capable. But good offense.
Yeah, I think that shot's been open for Val, and she's got to be more aggressive after that pass on the backside. Privilege tries to enter it in, tipped away by Val Mullenkamp. It'll stay here with the Patriots. Paige Forkamp enters the game for the Indians, replacing Val Mullenkamp. Ball gets into Siler, kicks it out to Prince. Her three is up and no good. Good box out and rebound there by Allie Vaughn.
Allie Vaughn can do a little bit of everything. Made a great pass before, and now she gets a great board first.
Swings over to Kier Wendell and gets it inside to Paige. Now back out to Kier, who stops and pops for 15
feet. Nice job, Kier Wendell.
Automatic from 15
feet. She has got that good mid-range shot. Nice job by that sophomore. Hopefully that gives her some confidence.
Beatry out on top with a minute 25 left in the K&L Tractor third quarter. He ends up to Siler, back to Beatry. Thinks about a three. Now drives in. She'll back it out. Guarded by Ali Vaughn. Beatry skips it over to Siler, and she chucks him another one.
Oh, boy. I just don't like that call. She just threw that baby up. She didn't even have the ball yet, I don't think. Nevertheless, she is struggling mightily from the outside, but I give her credit. She is looking to score each and every time, and that's that Lisa Siler. She does.
They always look good. I'm sure she usually makes them, but
I'm saying scorers find a way to get to the, if it's not going down from the outside, try to get to the free throw line. She looked great on both of those.
It'll be 27-22. Indians lead by five. Kara Wendell will break the press, put it up to.
We need someone in the middle of court here, girls.
Kira finally gets across half court to Ali Vaughn. Drives in, kicks out to Olivia Patch. Swings up top to Kara Wendell with 57 seconds left. Kira will back it out. Tri-Village remains in this extended 2-3 zone. Kira out on top with 47 seconds left. Tri-Village extending the pressure near half court. They're going to call a block against Tri-Village. Close to an over and back. We're getting close to the line, but they call a block.
Yeah, they weren't too happy. They thought maybe Kier Wendell might have went over and back, but she got bumped a little bit, and the Indians will take it. 45 seconds left in this third quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractors.
Kier gets it across half court.
Oh,
get it over to Brenna Holman.
Flash middle. There you go.
Brenna gets it over to Paige. He gets it inside to Ali Vaughn, who dribbles around, puts up the layup. That's no good. Rebounded by Tri-Village. And Siler will have it with 25 seconds left in the third quarter.
Big possession here. Indians up by five.
Siler will get into Megan Downing. He puts up the 10-footer. That's no good. Rebounded by. Ball's loose on the ground. We'll have a jump ball possession arrow in favor of the Lady Patriots.
27-22, 15 seconds in this third quarter. Big possession here for the Tri-Village. They could score. They could get within two or three.
Ball gets into Siler. She shoots it from 25
feet. That's good.
It's 9 seconds remaining. Cuts the Indian lead to two. Kierwano brings it up with 5 seconds left. She's at the top of the key. Swings it to Brenna Holman. Pump takes and shoots the 15-footer. That's up
that
in the air.
That a girl. Big shot by
That's
Brenna Holman.
Huge shot, though. That'll do it for three quarters. 29-25. The Indians lead the Tri-Village Patriots by four. We'll take a short break and be back for the fourth quarter after this.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
This is Brandy Brackman with Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. Are you looking for a fast track to recovery? Is your pain preventing you from achieving your highest level of performance? Don't let a minor ache turn into a major injury. Our specialized physical therapist at Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness will help increase your power, strength, and speed in order to get you back into the game. We are located at 1100 Commerce Street for recovery, right across from Ace Hardware. Give us a call at 419-763-1464 to schedule your evaluation. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
Yeah, we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. St. Ames lead. Tri-Village Patriots 29-25. Getting ready to start the Fowler Mechanical fourth quarter. The Indian ball. Brooke Collig entered in for the Indians. On the floor for the Indians, Brooke Collig, Kira Wendell, Olivia Patch, Allie Vaughn, and Val Mullenkamp. Kira Wendell have it up top. She gets to the high post of Val Mullenkamp. Now back out to Kira. Swings it to Brooke Collig on the left wing. Brooke will get it back out to Kira, who swings it to Val Mullenkamp. Val gets trapped on the right wing. We'll find Brooke Collig underneath. She puts up the layup, and that's good. That's a great find there by Val Mullenkamp.
Nice job by Val. Good finish by Brooke. I believe that's Brooke's first 2 points. The Indians expand their lead to 6, 31-25.
And Beatrice has it up top. She'll get a ball screen and thought about a three, but now passes up to Megan Downing. She gives it over to Tyler. We got to get out on her because she's not afraid to shoot it. She drives in and puts up the 15-footer, and that's good. That's a weird-looking shot.
I tell you what, they're not deep. They lost one of their starters due to an injury, and they've gone with the same five here.
She broke Collig with the ball on the right wing.
Nice
find
pass.
Val Mullenkamp at the high post. She pump fakes and goes right around at her fender and off the glass and good.
What do we got here? Kier with her ankle.
Is injured on the floor. Hopefully she will be all right.
As she has had a heck of a game for the Indians. We said it earlier that we missed her against St. Henry due to foul trouble. Looks like she's probably got a pretty tender ankle. I think she's had some issues with that, Chase, kind of all year, tweaking that ankle. And regardless if it's a tweak or a sprain, they always are very painful. So let's see if Kiera can shake that off, because I think the Indians need her. She's played one hell of a heck of a game tonight. Up 33-27 with 7 minutes to go.
And Brent Holman will check in for Kiera Wendell. The Patriot ball with 7 minutes to go in the ballgame. The Beatrice bringing it up. Guarded by Brenna Homan. Beatrice gives it up to Siler on the left wing. Gets it up top to Maddie Downing. Downing at the top of the key. Thinks about a shot. Now passes off to Beatrice on the right wing. Beatrice gives it up top to Prince. He drives right pass for Collig, but dishes it off to Megan Downing. Puts up left-hand hook shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn. As she's going, falling to the floor, they call a foul on Tri-Village. Tri-Village is not happy with that call, but
I think they probably think it's incidental contact, but nevertheless, when someone does get tripped up, it's kind of hard to that call.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it is accidental,
but
shouldn't
contact,
be called, but it's not like it's a huge homer call by any means.
Ball gets into Allie Vaughn. 6.5 to go in the game. Allie gets the ball screen. Now she got top. Find Brooke Collig on a flare screen in the short corner. He'll drive baseline, puts up the shot, and gets blocked by Maddie Downing. It'll be off the hand of Brooke Collig and out of bounds, so the ball will go over to the Patriots.
Kind of good take by Brooke, but I'd rather see her take the open 10-footer than try to challenge the height of Tri-Village.
Yep.
33-27. This brought to you our fourth quarter sponsor, Fowler Mechanical.
Tyler have it on the right wing and gets it up top to Megan Downing. Now over to Beatrice, gets it over to Prince. Prince will shoot the long three from the top, and that's good.
Boy, you can tell she's got a little moxie in her game.
Yeah,
she had that fall through, and she knew that thing was going down. Tri-Village, you can see why they're a fourth-ranked team in the state. They had a bad first half. They're showing some strength now.
They need to break the press and get up to Brenna Holman and puts up their shot, and that's no good. She gets her own rebound, but we have a jump ball.
That's going to be almost like a turnover, so the Indians will lose the possession. Clinging on to a 33-30, 5 minutes and 49 seconds. The Indians have led from the start and never trailed in this game, I believe. So
on a light man-to-man pressure here. Tyler bring it up. She passes off to Prince, who gives it to Beatrice, and she'll bring it up. Guarded by Brenna Holman. Beatrice gives it over to Maddie Downing on the left wing. Now it's up to Megan Downing. She thinks about a three. Now gets it inside to Maddie Downing. Guarded by Olivia Patch. Downing kicks it out to Beatrice. Beatrice will drive baseline and try to find Prince in the corner, but a good defensive effort there by Brooke Collig. Knock it out of bounds.
The second half's been all Tri-Village outscoring our Indians within three tonight. But the Indians did have a 12-point lead at the halftime mark.
Ball goes in to Prince, and she's feeling it. Knocks down another three. And
it's a two. They called her two.
Called her two. So it's 33-32. Indians lead by one. Brenna Holman with the ball, passes out to Kier Wendell.
Nice to see Kier Wendell back in. Yeah, I didn't even see her check in.
No, she looks like not even bothering her anymore.
Yeah,
so.
She's an athlete. She can handle it.
Brooke Collig drives in, kicks out to Val Mollenkamp on the right wing. Val will dribble around the arc. I'll pick up a dribble at the top and find Brooke Collig in the short corner.
Back it out.
Okay. Brooke will back it out to Val, who swings it all the way around to Brenna Holman. Brenna will drive baseline and shoot the 15-footer and will be fouled on the shot by Prince. So, the aggressive move there by Brenna will head to the line to shoot two shots.
Yeah, Tri Village fans weren't too happy, nor the coach, but she did get a lot of ball, but it looks like she came down on her on the follow-through. So, Brenna Holman's got two big free throws. As we said, the Indians have led from the start, but Tri Village making a great comeback in this second half.
Brenna Holman's first shot is up at the Hall Brothers foul line, and that is no good.
Come on, Brenna. We need this point here. Indians up 33-32, getting a very balanced scoring for the Indians.
Brenna will have one more, so she shoots that one up and good.
That's a big free throw. I think the Indians must either, they can't lose this lead. I mean, I think at this point it'd just be really demoralizing if they lose this lead. So making that free throw, at least up two here. Let's get a stop and see if we can expand on this.
Beecher across the timeline, guarded by Kier Wendell. She gives it over to Maddie Downing, who will get it back to Beecher. She'll back it out on top with 4.5 to go in the game. Beecher gets the ball screen, turns the corner all the way to the cup. That's off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Megan Downing on the backside, and that's up and good. No box out on the backside. And Val Mollenkamp will cross the line trying to inbound. She lost the ball.
Yeah,
made her cross the line, so we have a turnover on that.
All tied up for the first time since 0-0, I believe. I think Coach Patch wants to use a timeout here.
Maybe not. Doesn't look like he will.
He's got four. Boy, all momentum right now with Tri-Village. They are the better team this second half. The Indians had their way the first half, but Tri-Village playing outstanding ball right now.
Beecher will get it to Siler at top with 4 minutes to go. Back to Beecher now. Up top to Maddie Downing. She'll get over to Foreman, who gives it up top to Beecher. Beecher swings it to Tyler, who shoots a three, and that's good. We were waiting on that all night, and she's
starting
to get out.
Yeah, she made her last two, and I mean, I bet she missed her first 10, but you can tell she's a scorer. Maybe Olivia, look at that goal. You made two
back
threes
out to
yourself.
Olivia. She drives in. At the foul line, she gives it out to Paige Forkamp. Kicks it out to Brooke Collig in the corner. Brooke will get a ball screen. She'll pass it off to Kier Wendell up top. They'll swing it to Paige Forkamp in the left wing. And then being patient here. Got to get a good shot here. Brooke Collig drives in. Kicks it to Kier Wendell. Over to Olivia Patch at the top. Now 30 seconds.
She has been good from there. And she's been turning them down. And I'm like, boy, Olivia, you look so good shooting them in the first quarter. Why not shoot another? And she comes through.
I don't know how many she shot all year. I don't remember taking one all year. Yeah, I mean,
I know she looked good in those first two that she shot in the first quarter. And, boy, I tell you what, that might be a game changer because I don't think the Indians want to fall behind Tri-Village any further than three. And she knocks that down. So we're all tied up with 3 minutes in this fourth quarter. Timeout on the floor, 37-37.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Mary Kalane's at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Mary Kalane's to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Mary Kalane's. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel, President
president of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce, here to let you know about our upcoming chamber banquet. The banquet will be Sunday, March 10th, 2019 at Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria. Doors will open at 5:30 p.m. and dinner will begin at approximately 6 p.m. with awards following immediately after. RSVP for this event at frchamber.org or tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Second National Bank, Mercer Savings Bank, and First Financial Bank. If you have any questions, please give me a call at 419.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. 3 minutes to go in the Fall Mechanical fourth quarter. It's all tied up at 37. Treadwell just start with the ball and get it over to Beatrice. Beatrice looks inside, gets it to Maddie Downing on the low block. Kicks it back out to Beatrice. Now enter it back into Downing. Downing's double teamed. Now kicks out to Megan Downing. Still shoots the three from the top. It's off the back. No good. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn. Allie will bring it up. All tied up at 37. Ball goes to Paige Forkamp in the left wing. Skip it all the way to Brooke Collig. Brooke will drive in, kick out to Pierre Wendell. Over to Allie Vaughn, over to the corner. Paige Forkamp shoots a three, and that's in and out. No good. Rebound on the backside goes to Tri-Village. They'll give it over to Siler, and she'll bring it up.
Siler's made her last two threes, and she'll let her fly.
We got to know where she's at right now.
Pierre Wendell's really moving well. I don't think that ankle's on her one bit.
No. Prince up top. And Megan Downing now over to Beatrice. They'll get it inside to Maddie Downing. Kicks out right back to Megan Downing. She drive in. Get it inside to Maddie Downing. She puts it up off the glass and good.
Yeah, you can tell those two sisters. I believe they're sisters. They work well together. And Tri-Village takes a two-point lead.
Allie Vaughn with the ball in the corner. She'll drive baseline. Try to get it over to Brett Dodd. That's knocked away and stolen by the Patriots. Beatrice comes away with it. She'll bring it up with a minute 35 left in the game. Tri-Village leads the Indians by two, 39-37. Ball goes to Prince, and she'll hold it in the left wing. She gets up top to Maddie Downing. Downing will swing it to Beatrice. Beatrice tries to get it inside, but it's knocked away by Paige Forkamp and out of bounds.
Indians down two, 39-37 with a minute 20. Fourth quarter brought to you by Fowler Mechanical.
So Beatrice entered in from the side. She gets it into Maddie Downing in the low block. We're going to have a jump ball.
That's
on
that. Big ours, man. That's big.
Possession in favor of the Indians. That's huge. Indians will come away with the ball down two here in the Fall Mechanical fourth quarter.
Indians need to find Olivia Patch. Maybe went a little screen and pick and pop at this point.
Yeah.
They are getting some good looks, but, you know, Olivia has shot very well today, so it'd be nice to see her get another look. Tri-Village decides to go back to man.
Yeah,
they're
in man.
About all second half.
Val Mullenkamp out on top. Swing it over to Pierre Wendell. Pierre Wendell left wing will drive past the defender and shoot the 15-footer.
Nice.
That's good.
And she has played a very nice game today.
She has been automatic from
mid-range.
Beatrice has it guarded by Pierre Wendell.
Exciting game. We got a timeout. The Indians tied up 39-39, 52 seconds. Let's take a break with them.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
And we're back here. It's all in the channel fourth quarter. It's all tied up at 39 with 52 seconds left. It'll be Tri-Village ball at half court.
I think both teams need to be very physical right now. Neither team is in any foul trouble. 14 fouls to 3-team fouls.
Yeah, go for the ball here.
Yeah.
Shouldn't be afraid to go for a steal. Ball goes over to Siler on the right wing. Now up top to Megan Downing, who swings it to Beatrice on the left wing. Up top to Prince off the ball screen. That hits nothing and sails out of bounds, but saved by the Patriots, but in the hands of Brooke Collig. They'll give it up to Kier Wendell. 31 seconds left in the game. We're going to have a timeout by Coach Patch. It's all tied up at 39 here. We're going to take a break and be back right after this.
Outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires will have enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, fast? Call Merrick Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings with kids on pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together.
And we're back. We're tied 39-39, 31 seconds. The Indians do have the ball. As I'm watching here, it's amazing some of our fine patrons that are always in the crowd for the Fort Recovery events. My boy Phil Sheffer and his wife Doris is always at Indian events. I see Bob and Lillian Guggenbiller, and they are diehard Indian fans. So, exciting finish. Val Molenkamp ready to take the ball out of bounds.
And she does get it in the backcourt here, Wendell, with 29 seconds left. Joe Coach Baxter up here. Kira Wendell out up top, getting pressured by Beatry. Kira will get a ball screen. She'll back it out and get another ball screen from Olivia Patch. 15 seconds now. Kira Wendell out top. And we're going to have a foul by Beatry.
And that's a great foul because that's their only fourth. So they got two more fouls to give right now. So I think the Indians need to attack because Tri-Village has two more fouls, and their coach is he's on top of things here, and I think he's going to do the same thing. Maybe take a couple seconds, and as soon as she drives, they're going to foul her.
Into Kira Wendell.
They're going to foul her again, which is smart coaching by Tri-Village. That makes the fifth team foul, so they'll have one more to give with 9.4 seconds in this match, 39-39.
It'll be Val Molenkamp entering in from the side with 9.4 seconds left. And all knotted up at 39. Val Molenkamp getting in to Kira Wendell. Kira will bring it up. Tri-Village decides not to foul. Kick it out to Paige Forkamp. He shoots the three. That's off the back. No good. Rebound by Val Molenkamp. And she'll be fouled on the putback with 0.4 seconds left.
4 seconds.
Wow. It was a foul. I mean,
it was a foul. You kind of hate to see the game end on that, but I think it was the correct call. So, you know, Indians got... And we're going to take a timeout. Let's keep them here, Chase. 0.4 seconds. This game's over if she makes one.
Yeah.
She's going to have two shots. So let's face it. The Indians are going to stay away. The Indians actually got a couple fouls to give so they can, stand up there. But I don't know. With the fact that you do not want to take any chances in this position, if we can make one, this one's over.
It's over. 0.4, I mean... I don't know if that was really a shot we wanted, but...
Yeah, a little surprised because Paige hasn't really looked to shoot. But, you get yourself a chance to get that offensive board. Sometimes you wait too long and you don't even get a good look. So let's just, once again, if you just joined us, it's 39-39. Val Molenkamp has gotten fouled with 0.4 seconds remaining. She'll be shooting two shots. So
credit to Val working hard on that offensive board and not giving up. She went in and crashed hard and came away with the ball. So,
it's interesting. You see some girls talking to her. As a coach, I'm saying, leave her alone.
Yeah.
Take this game 0-0.
Oh,
and
wow.
Coach Patch does have Allie Vaughn on. I would make sure you don't get a line violation or anything weird like this.
I would just back them all up. Val's first free throw is up and no good.
No good. And, if I was him, I'd use his last timeout here. I would call another timeout. He's got one.
I would too.
I don't think he is. Let's see.
Come on, Val. Free throw is up and
off
the back, rolls around, no good. We're going to be. We're going to head to overtime. Two missed free throws by Val Molenkamp. Second one rattled around a couple times and eventually fell out.
Yeah, that second one I knew was long, but I was hoping she would get a lucky bounce. But, this has been an exciting game tonight. Maybe it should end the way in an overtime. Indians have led from start to finish. Tri-Village got a brief lead there with a couple minutes left in the game. But this is one of those games that, boy, this would be a demoralizing loss for the Indians. They played so well.
Played one of their best games all year that I've seen. And to be leading all game against fourth-ranked team in Division IV, it'd just be heartbreaking to lose this one.
Well, the one thing that is maybe a plus for us, Tri-Village did use a couple fouls, so the next foul, we will be in the bonus. The Indians have 14 fouls, 39-39. Tri-Village has been using most of their zone, at the exception the last couple minutes of the game, went back to man-to-man. No one's in really foul trouble. They're at number 14. team. Four. Tri-Village does have four.
Brent.
And she's the shooter, so
she's
I think she's one of the better shooters. Yeah, she's the senior. I believe she's has committed to some to playing some college. I don't know what level. Nice shooter for her. I always say in overtimes, first score usually wins. Getting that momentum early.
Especially if it's a three. Threes are huge. Yeah. So we got to find their shooters right away. Indians will start with the ball. They got the tip. It'll be Kira Wendell handing off to Val Mullenkamp on the left wing. She'll hand off to Allie Vaughn, and has it out top. We'll get a ball screen from Olivia Patch. Allie turns the corner, now kicks out to Olivia Patch. She puts up the three. That's in and out. No good. Rebounded by Megan Downing. She gets it stolen away, but back into the arms of Prince at Tri-Village.
Good look, though, by Olivia.
Yeah.
She went in and out. She
in
is
out.
Looking good shooting the three.
So Prince will have it. She'll give it over to Downing. He gets it over to Beatrice. Beatrice will find Downing off the back screen. Her layup's up, no good, but Maddie Downing on the back side will clean up her mess. That's good. 41-39. Tri-Village takes the lead in overtime.
Yeah, backside rebound. We got to be ready for that, girl.
That's a couple
just
times.
Kind of watch.
Kier Wendell hands off to Brooke Collard. Brooke attacks and kicks out to Kier Wendell. Kier Wendell drive middle, kick out to Val Mullenkamp. Val will drive down the right side of the lane. She's on the block. We get it to Brooke Collard. Brooke tries to get it out. Ball's loose on the ground.
Oh, God, comes away out of nowhere.
Gives it over to Allie Vaughn. Over
Come
to Val Mullenkamp in the corner for three. It's up, no good. Rebounded by Allie Vaughn. She's inside. Now we're going to have a jump ball.
That's going to be possession Tri-Village. So good hustle by the Indians. They played their hearts out here today. A lot of loose balls, and we maintained possessions. But with that jump ball, it goes back to Tri-Village. 41-39, about two and a half in this overtime.
Yeah, Indians down two. They can be aggressive, like we said. They only have four fouls. So.
Yeah, I'd like to see Kiara Brook maybe
go
try to cheat out here and go for a steal.
Yeah, I agree. Beaker has it on the left wing. She gets inside. Maddie Downing at the elbow. She kicks out to Prince. Prince thinks about a three. Now drives in. And kicks out. And almost stolen away by Val, but back to the hands of Prince. She'll back it out to Beaker with 2:13 left here in overtime. Ball goes up top to Megan Downing. Guarded by Val Mullenkamp. She'll throw it over to Beatrice on the left wing. Beatrice enters it inside. Maddie Downing kicks out to Silas. Tyler swing it to Prince on the right wing. Tri-Village being patient here, up two. And he's got to start applying some pressure here, I think. Beatrice has it. Shoots long, too. We'll take that.
Oh,
it rattles in.
And, you know, I don't think she's even, I think, well, that is her first 2 points.
Yeah.
And I think her first shot attempt, she came in for the injured Tri-Village.
Indians will have it. Val Mullenkamp will shoot the 15-footer deflected.
Coach Patch wanted a foul there. It looked like she got hit just enough to really throw off the shot. Maybe just a little bit in the elbow, but, boy, that could do wonders.
Did he give her a tag?
What, Nick? What?
I don't know when he stopped the ball for him.
I have no idea.
Because Tri-Village had the...
There's no dead ball.
There's no dead
ball.
It's
like they stopped it just to put a sub in.
Yeah, they put a... That is unusual, because I thought maybe he got a tag, because Tri-Village still maintains position. We got about a... Okay. And that's all right for the Indians. That's only
fine.
15 fouls, so they can be aggressive.
Go for the ball.
They need two, being down by two scores, 43-39, minute 12. Allie Vaughn trying to pressure the inbounder. Let's see if the Indians can get that 11.
Got to
make an effort there.
Got
to get that ball.
Tyler at top, over to Beatrice at top with minute 5 left. The Indians got to be aggressive here.
10. And that's a good foul.
Off the ball on
Allie
Vaughn.
That's good, and that will still be common. So, smart play by Allie Vaughn there trying to foul, because I think they got to put this on the line, because this Tri-Village team taking care of the ball pretty well.
That's a good aggressive play by...
Okay, we got a coach's timeout, Tri-Village, and...
got a jump ball there.
43-39. We'll take a break with them. The Indians down 4 in overtime with a minute to go.
Outside. outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires with not enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse with minutes to go. Tri-Village has the ball. They entered into Beecher. He'll be fouled by Pierre Wendell. That'll be Fort Kerry's 17th foul, so they'll send Tri-Village Beecher to the line.
Yeah, and Peyton Beecher has kind of played. She's the senior. She's only taken one shot.
Played a lot more because of that injury earlier.
But she cashed in a great 15-footer, but I think that's the person you try to foul. Someone who hasn't shot much tonight. Big 1-1 coming up.
Need a miss
down
here.
Four. Yeah, we need a miss. And a rebound.
Beatrice first one's up. That's going to be long. No good. Rebound by great rebound by Preach.
Preach got up.
Yeah. He's over to Keir Wendell. 53 seconds.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Just went through Allie's hands. I think she's just looking ahead. But nevertheless, that's going to be a turnover, a big turnover with 43-39.
I saw that same person
seconds.
Right now. They get into Beatrice and she'll be fouled.
Now
by Keir Wendell.
Okay, Kiera has, that'll be our third. Pierre Wendell's played a great game here, and, you know, if we can extend this game, I'd have someone else fouled besides her. Looks like the Indians have two girls with three fouls, Olivia and Kiera, and the rest of them all got two, so Indians not in foul trouble. We need another miss.
Yep, Beatrice free throws up, and she misses again. Rebounded by Olivia Patch, so Indians getting their chance. Pierre Wendell up the court with 45 seconds left, down four. Passes over to Allie Vaughn in the left wing.
Got time, girls. Got time.
Allie will drive down the left side of the lane, put up the layup. Nice play there by Allie.
Nice move.
Really nice move.
Boy, it looked like, let's keep it here. I thought it looked like they were in panic mode. And nice play by the sophomore lefty, Allie Vaughn.
That's a great move because, I mean, we usually don't have a girl that can just go get her own bucket. That was really under controlled. And
you need to try to get it inside and take it to the hole. Hopefully, maybe if you don't make the shot, you get fouled. But now it's a two-point game. Both teams are in the single bonus. So I don't expect Coach Patch to foul immediately. I'd like to see a nice hard trap at least until maybe 20 seconds. Because you can get some steals here, get some length here. I don't see him making a whole lot of sense.
We don't want to foul 30. That's Tyler. She's been good from the line. And Beatrice's still in there, so she's missed her last two front end and 1-1.
Yeah.
That's the one.
But I would try, you know, Tri-Village has two tall girls, but the guards aren't overly tall. I'd get a nice trap
trap right away.
And I'm sure Coach Fats is saying that. Let's see if we can turn the ball over. Only down two.
Try to get our hands
41.
On the ball and get a jump ball as far as possession arrow.
That is key also, Jay. So let's see here.
Beatrice will inbound. She gets it in, two down.
Don't foul, yeah.
Downing will be fouled right away by Olivia Patch.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
and maybe that's the person. I don't know if she's been on the line too much, but I would have liked to see if we can get a turnover first. But 34 seconds, we extend the game a little bit. We got to make sure we rebound. So many times you get that miss, but then you don't follow through with that defensive board.
Out. Downing's free throw is up.
She was money. She was money from that. And you can tell this is the junior. Her sister's a freshman, and that was definitely pure.
Make or miss. We're going to have to push it up fast here. She makes her second free throw. So somebody's got to go to the rack here. Kira Wendell brings it up with 32 seconds. When she gets the ball screen, she'll get inside. Back out to Olivia Patch. She shoots three from the top of the key. That's short, no good. Rebounded by Prince of Tri-Village. We're going to have a foul underneath.
on page four camp. It'll send Prince Galine shooting two shots.
And that's the senior point guard, so I'm sure that's the person. But boy, the older Downey girl, boy, she was pure on her free throw shooting.
Yeah, and, didn't like that foul right away in the last possession.
No. But, and you still have one timeout remaining.
Prince's free throw is good. It makes it 46-41.
And that's a confident shooter right there. Up five, 24 seconds to go.
Second free throw is good as well. 47-41. We need
Indian's
a three.
Got to push it.
Two possession game. Get
gotta
a three.
Go.
Here went up top. She'll drive in. Shoot the 15-footer. And that's up and good.
Nice game by her today.
Yeah, I don't think
I'll tell you what, the scoreboard doesn't show how well the Indians have played today. You know, give credit to Tri-Village making this furious comeback in the second half. The Indians have shown some really good signs today. Unfortunately, with that Kier Wendell basket, we're still down 4 points, 47-43 with 17 seconds remaining. The Indians are out of timeouts, I believe, now. So the one thing is for Chase, if we can get a held ball, that would be big at this point in time.
Yeah, you got to, I guess, go for the ball, try to get a jump ball, but we're going to have to foul as soon as possible.
Immediately, and without any timeout.
They are all fairly good free throw shooters, and they put Beatry taking the ball out. So,
and that's smart coaching. Yeah. I mean, they you could tell they've been here before, and they're going to be one of those teams you look out for in tournament time, expecting a long tourney run. Indians are in a brutal sectional with the likes of Minster.
Yep. So Beatry will be entering the ball in against this full court press. They do get it into Maddie Downing. And she is finally fouled there by Allie Vaughn.
Allie had to foul there unless she could get a jump ball. So that only takes 3 seconds off the clock. Whatever happens here, the Indians have to push it and push it quickly. No timeouts, unfortunately. I don't think the Tri-Village probably doesn't even have to take the ball out of bounds. I'm surprised he don't have his people even off the line right now. Maybe he will after this first free throw.
Downing's free throw is up and good. 48-43.
At this point, that's what the Indians need is some type of clock stopper and a foul to do it.
Second free throw is good. So it's 49-43. Kier Wendell will push it up for 12 seconds. She goes all the way to the hoop, kicks out to Brooke Collegwood. Shoots three. That's no good. Rebounded by Paige and off her hands and out of bounds. And that will likely do it. With 5.5 seconds left, Indians trail Patriots 49-43.
And it's all about just finishing the 6 seconds off the clock. And Tri-Village will get a hard-fought win in overtime to our Indians, 49-43.
We'll take a short break and be right back here to talk about it right after this.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Conquer whatever task lie ahead with the Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine, horsepower, and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending to livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive, efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency with lower emissions. See Hull Brothers Fort Recovery, serving this area since 1896.
And we're back here at Forsyth Fieldhouse. Indians lose a tough one here to Tri-Village in overtime, 49-43. So Indians led about the entire game, and it came down to the end. End of the fourth quarter, we had a chance. Val Mohnkamp at the line with 0.4 seconds, shooting two free throws at a tie ball game. She misses both, sends it to overtime, and pretty much all Tri-Village and Overtime there.
Yeah, and you know what? I know Coach Patch and Coach Vaughn don't believe in moral victories, but Indians played well today, and Tri-Village really flexed their muscles. They struggled mightily the first half, only scoring 9 points, but you know, second half they were a different team. But the one thing I see in this Tri-Village team is they're just not they just play carefree, play extremely hard, and made a few more plays down the stretch than we did. Nevertheless, Indians got a young team. I expect good things coming from these Lady Indians. It looks like today Olivia Patch led us with 11 points. She shot the three extremely well. She got a foul, two fouls early at the end of the first quarter, and that kind of took her scoring slack away from her. Didn't have a lot of points after that, but she gave us a really good start getting hot from the three-point line. And then also, I thought Kiara Wendell played an excellent ball game. She followed with 10 points. I believe Allie Vaughn had 8 points, and Sal, who's number 22, I don't see it on our board. We don't have stats. I'd say she probably had about 8 to 10 points as well. So a pretty good balance for the Indians. You know, you look at the other side of the coin, Tri-Village, they look like they were led. You know, you look at the scoring, 15, 14, 9, 9, 2, very good balance. Man. Not a lot of depth on that team, but when you got five kids that can just play well, and then they obviously had a good six man after the injury.
Yeah.
That girl only made 2 points, but it was a big 2 points. So the Indians will move on. The season's kind of coming to an end, but hopefully they can continue to improve and see what happens in tourney time.
And with that being said, we're going to take another break. We might be joined with Coach Patch here in a bit. If not, stay tuned later tonight. Lima Shawnee comes into town and plays our boys tonight. So we'll be back after this.
It's cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617. Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at lunch for the great pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
This is Jackie Boring from Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness. We pride ourselves on the fact that our treatments are tailored to you as an individual. We can help you recover from post-surgical procedures, plantar fasciitis, sprains, strains, and neck and back pain. We offer comprehensive treatment techniques that will lead you to a better, faster recovery. Our one focus is to improve your quality of life and have two locations to serve you, both in Fort Recovery and in Coldwater. Call us today at 419-763-1464 for a free 15-minute consultation to see if physical therapy can help you. Performance Physical Therapy and Wellness, your fast track to recovery.
And we're back here at Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians just lost a tough one to Tri-Village, 49-43 here in overtime. We are joined alongside Coach Patch of the Indians. And Coach, I know it's a loss, but we played a lot better. I mean, teams ranked fourth in Division Four, and we took it to them the whole way. So let's talk a little bit about the game.
Yeah. First half, we came out. I thought we were dialed in. It's probably the best I've seen us all year. That's probably the best half of basketball we've played. 21-9. There's no way they've been held to 9 points in any half, probably even any quarter all year. So for us to be locked in like we were on defense, I thought that was really good on our kids' part. And on offense, I thought we did a good job. And then, be honest, the difference was Liv got two foul trouble. We had to set her. Maybe we could have put her in back in the game, try to get her a little bit more of a flow versus setting her the rest of the quarters of that half. But I thought that was the turning point kind of in it. And then, you know, we came out. They went to a 2-on-2 half-court zone in the third quarter. And we had some really good looks. And I think, you know, we missed 4 or 5 wide open 5-8-foot shots, 10-foot shots that, you know, we have to hit. And unfortunately, we get nothing on those trips, and they outscore us. I think it was 8-0 at one point in that quarter. And I think we come back and finally hit a shot to kind of settle it down a little bit. But that was a big run in the game as well. And, you know, I thought we moved the ball well in that shirt. We just missed some shots, like I said, that we normally hit and we have to hit in there. And then we came down and obviously had a chance to win it in regulation and missed 2 free throws. That would have won the game for us. And then, you know, we started off and we talked about learning how to finish games. And then we started in overtime and, you know, didn't quite execute very well. We had 2 quick turnovers for us on just bobbling balls. And so we didn't execute very well going down the stretch. So,
you know, we played a heck of a defense in that first half, only giving up 9 points. And we did miss some shots, but it's nice to see a couple other people pitch in. A little more balanced scoring tonight. I mean, Olivia Patch was draining threes. I don't know if she shot many more than 2 or 3 all year. Is that something, I mean, well, you always knew she could do? Or?
Oh, I always knew she could do it. I mean, in practice, I keep saying she's one of our best 3-point shooters. Problem is she's really good in the post, and so we keep her in there. You know, today we also knew their bigs wouldn't come out probably and guard very well. With slow feet, and they would sag, and so we had told her to flash, and if you're open, square up, take your time and hit it, and she did. And it would have been nice if one more would have went down to regulation, but you know, she can shoot it with confidence, and you know, that's a difference for us on offense as well. But you know, I thought our kids, you know, played really well. You know, like I told them in there, you know, we were one possession away from winning that game in regulation. And you know, think about all the one possessions that each of us had that we would like to have had back that could have been a difference in that game. So
yeah, nonetheless, it's a great confidence booster knowing we can beat anyone, we can compete with anything, and that's a good thing to have going into tournament. So thanks for joining us, Coach. Good game.
Thanks, Chase. Appreciate it.
So with that being said, we'll close it out from here. Stay tuned later for the boys' game. Lima Shawnee comes into town, so you can join us here, make the trip uptown to Fort Recovery. So thanks for listening, everybody. That'll do it.
Broadcast.